I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the series of earthquakes that devastated much of Turkey and Syria. Turkey needs the support of people with vision and perseverance for long-term rebuilding. Bruce Allen with FMI says
10 major cities were decimated. When you think about the whole earthquake impact zone, it destroyed 140,000 square miles of land and property, equivalent to the entire size of Germany. So rebuilding is going to take a long, long time.
Meanwhile, the nation's tiny population of Christians have served their community's needs of food, clothing, and longer-term shelter. Read the full story at our website to find out how you can come alongside believers in Turkey with FMI. And the Lord is moving mightily despite Sudan's constant bloodshed. John, an Unfolding Word partner, says over 82% of Sudan's 171 people groups or tribes don't know Christ and have no access to the gospel. Now, Sudan's war is driving these individuals closer to believers.
Refugees from those tribes are coming across the border, and now they can come to part of the disciple-making movement.
Unfolding Word and John's organization trains Sudanese Christians in church-centric Bible translation. As they meet refugees from their tribe, believers introduce them to the God of heaven and invite them to a discovery Bible study.
It provides an opportunity for them to come to know and to interact with God for the first time, their heart language. Because in Islam, God speaks Arabic. Most of these people have never prayed to God in their own language, ever in their lives.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.